This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir. Welcome back. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden. We have another outstanding entertaining show for you guys. Seattle Seahawks, stand up. Our guest is a product of Ole Miss. Starting wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks, Pro Bowler and All-Pro, joining us on behalf of Gatorade, no other than the great DK Metcalf. DK, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. How you doing?
Man, it's a great day to be alive, so let's take advantage of it, right? Let's go ahead and rock and roll. So, you know, DK, normally I do this podcast. I host this podcast with my cousin, Patrick Peterson, who you've battled against quite a few times in your career. And we both wanted to ask you, going back to that big-time rundown play against the Arizona Cardinals, right? Pat P was the next closest player on that epic Buda Baker chase down. And he told me that actually – in the line of fire, he was screaming to Buddha, "He's coming, he's coming, he's coming." First, did you hear Pat P screaming to Buddha that you were coming? And at what point did you realize, yo, I'm about to go get Buddha Baker?
I did not hear him, but every time I watched the replay, I could see him screaming to Buddha. But as soon as he caught the ball, I knew I was going to catch him. I knew he wasn't going to score.
Instantly, as soon as he caught the pick, you were probably, 12 yards behind. You were like, oh, I'm going to get him.
Yes, sir, because I had to make sure Corey didn't blindside me. So when I got past Corey, I knew he wasn't going to hit me. So then I got in my last gear and, caught him down. But I was trying to sneak up on him and punch the ball out. But he was getting too close to the end zone, so I just tackled him.
Hey, that's when you know you got a different type of speed. And we're going to talk about your speed a little later in this show. In regards to the Cardinals matchup, that has produced some big time games, right? But right now, the new kind of rivalry everyone is talking about, especially for this year in the NFC West, it's the Seattle Seahawks, you know, and the San Francisco 49ers, right? What has been the fiercest moment of that rivalry that you've experienced so far in your career going against the San Francisco 49ers?
I know last year we played them in the playoffs, so that's probably the latest, battle that we had. But I remember my rookie year when we played them for the NFC West Championship. It was the last game of the season, and it was the fourth quarter, time running low, and they stopped us on the one-yard line right as time expired. So I think that was the scariest and the most competitive I've ever seen that rivalry, get to.
No question. I would expect to see some similar things happen when you talk about the expectations for both teams leading into this season for 2023. Bobby Wagner left a year ago, went to the Rams. He's back in Seattle now. There was a recent top 10 off-ball linebacker survey that included executive scouts and coaches and players that did not include Bobby in the top 10. How shocked were you when you saw the great future Hall of Famer Bobby Wagner, who's still playing at a high level, by the way, wasn't considered one of the top 10 best off-ball linebackers?
I think, Ray Charles even sees that Bobby's a top 10 linebacker in the league still to this day. So, that's my big brother. I'm going to ride to him, to the wheels fall off. I really don't know what they're watching because we had to play him twice last year. And I don't know if it was just because he was playing the Seahawks or what, but every time I seen him turn on the TV or, lined up against him, he was always making a play and making an impact on the game. So in year 10, 11, or 20, I don't know what year he's in, but
you said 20.
Right. He's still making a big impact on the game.
And talking about an impact, I mean, last year you guys kind of surprised a lot of people outside of the people in your building that's a part of the organization, the team. But you had a lot of success and you were missing one of your key contributors on the defensive side in Jamal Adams. What does a healthy Jamal Adams do for the team?
I mean, just his energy. Everybody feeds off of his energy and you know, how hard he plays. And I know he loves the game so much. So, you know, he's been battling injuries the past 2 years. I know he's going to clean those things up, and I think he's going to have a very successful All-Pro season, you know, this year, just like, you know, his first year with us, you know, when he came over from the Jets and, you know, set the sack record for safety. So, you know, him, Jamal Adams, I mean, him, Quandre Diggs, and Julian Love on the back end are definitely going to make some noise.
And you talk about the offseason, the draft, Seattle hit on the draft big time, in my opinion. Had two first-round draft picks, Devon Witherspoon and Jaxon Smith-Igigba. You had an opportunity to see both guys on the grass. I'm pretty sure you went against Devon a little bit so far during the offseason regimens. What have you seen from both guys that leads you to believe they can be big-time contributors in their rookie year for the Seahawks?
I mean, with Spoon, I think he's just a smart player. You know, he's a little undersized. I know people are going to try to take advantage of that, but he is tough as nails. And I think he's going to make a huge impact for us on the defense side of the ball. And speaking on Jaxon, I think, you know, I've just been talking about him all day today. And just not only as a great football player, but, you know, just the type of person he is on and off the field. You know, he's a pro's pro already as a rookie, knows how to run routes. He's smart, intelligent, knows how to, you know, get behind defenses and manipulate the DB. So, I mean, he's going to compliment me and Tyler very well, you know, along with Ken and Zach in the run game. So, you know, we got weapons all over the field. And like we mentioned, having Bobby back, not only for the defense, but for the whole team, you know, a veteran leadership, you know, that caliber is definitely going to change, you know, the way people view us.
And talking about the talent on the offense, I do agree with you in regards to pass catchers, running backs, talented offensive line that still has a lot of experience to gain, but playing at a high level. What are your expectations for your quarterback, who's newly paid, by the way, and Geno Smith, who had a huge year a year ago?
I mean, the expectations are pretty much the same for Geno. I expect nothing but greatness, you know, whenever he steps on the field. And I know he is not, you know, thinking anything short of himself as well. So I'm just excited to see what he does this year. And I'm pretty sure he's just going to build on what he did last year and just be even more poised and even better, you know, during game time.
Funny question for you, DK. Was getting carted off the field for a bathroom break, was that a one-time thing, or do you potentially plan on using it in the future if you have to?
Oh, definitely in the future if I have to. If anybody played in Detroit, you know that walk to that locker room.
It's long, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And actually, that's smart because it gets you to the bathroom quicker so you can get back to the field quicker. So that's exactly. A real smart tactic by you, by the way.
It was my idea. It was not my idea, just so people know that.
Okay. But you will use it if the locker room is extremely far from the field. You will use it moving forward.
It's definitely my idea from now on.
Yeah. So last year also, you made headlines by telling Kevin Garnett you only eat one meal a day, but 3 to 4 bags of candy. Has your diet changed since? And what does a typical day look like for you in regards to nutrition?
I definitely changed my diet because I got a lot of scrutiny and I realized I was messing up a lot of kids who were looking up to me after, you know, that interview. But, you know, a typical day for me, I still don't eat breakfast, but I eat lunch at 12 and dinner at 8. And I would say it's a fairly big meal, both in breakfast and dinner. I mean, lunch and dinner.
So what's your go-to if you have to have some candy? What is your go-to candy?
Jolly Rancher gummies.
What's your favorite flavor?
I really don't have a favorite. I pick like as many as I can and just put them in my mouth and just chew them.
Okay. I love gummy bears, by the way. So you're at the Gatorade Player of the Year Awards, which celebrates the next generation of great athletes for their incredible accomplishments on and off the playing field. What makes these kids so impressive, DK, even though you're 25 now, extremely young still? How do you feel about the next generation of athletes?
I mean, just meeting a few of them, I think, you know, the next generation of athletes and the world of sports are in great hands. Just, you know, just interacting with a few of them since I've been here. They're great kids, you know, great role models for the next generation as well, for people to look up to. And they're, you know, the best in their respective sports. So just happy to just be here celebrating them, And, you know, I'm going to try to learn a thing or two from them because, you know, I wasn't a Gatorade Player of the Year, you know, in my respective sport. So, you know, they're doing something right and hopefully they continue to do it.
No question. No question. So, DK, before we let you go, I would like to transition to the superlative part of our show. Right. We're going to hit you with rapid fire questions. I want your honest, unbiased answer. It's sort of like a 2-minute drill. You don't need three. You need a touchdown to win the ball game. And Gino is going to target you faithfully for this drive. First question. Honest answer. Who's faster? You or Tariq Woolen? And oh, by the way, for our viewers, right? Tariq ran a 4.26 at the combine. That was his laser. But we know, speaking earlier to DK, we know DK can run. So DK, who's faster? You or Mr. Woolen? Tariq Woolen.
This is going to be the first and only time I say this. He's probably the only person I'm scared to race.
Really?
Yes.
Noted. We got to clip this and say this because I've heard you talk to Tyreek Hill. You don't want to challenge that person. I've never heard you. Okay. So that means he is moving.
Yes, he is.
Okay. So next question, it kind of caters right into the first question. Devon Allen, who plays for the Eagles, right? Ran track, I think, at Oregon, ran the hurdles. He stated that he is the fastest player in the NFL. That's what he says. Clearly, he says he's the fastest wide receiver, specifically speaking in regards to position. Do you believe he's the fastest wide receiver in the NFL?
No.
Who would be in your top three? And you can include yourself.
I would say me, Tyreek, and then I would even put Schwartz in there, Anthony Schwartz.
Oh, yeah, from Cleveland.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Which cornerback do you look forward to matching up against the most this year?
Myself.
Say it again.
Myself.
Yourself. No quarterback. Okay. I love it. Most underrated Seahawk player and why?
Tyler Lockett. He does not get as much credit as he needs to. That dude.
I agree with you. For a guy to be so consistent, do numbers year in and year out. Reliable anywhere in the football field. No one really talks about Lockett. And that's why I'm so excited to see what your wide receiver core can do this year because you add Jackson Smith in. Oh, boy. That thing might get ugly with the 12th man. Last question for you, my guy. Top five wide receivers all time. This is your list, DK. Your list. Your top five.
Top five all time. All right. So I'm going to go with Antonio Brown, Randy Moss, Julio.
Hold on. Who's one?
Oh, Antonio Brown.
AB, shots out to AB. Antonio Brown, you're number one. Got it.
Antonio Brown's number one. And I'm going to go Randy Moss. Uh-huh. I'm going to go Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, Julio Jones.
Ooh, this is your list? Y'all heard it here from the source. DK Metcalf, top five wide receivers of all time. AB, Antonio Brown first, Randy Moss. Who's third? Terrell Owens.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry. And Julio.
And Julio, yes, sir.
This is his list. This is his list. DK Metcalf, man, thank you, DK, for joining me on behalf of Gatorade. Man, shouts out to you and your teammates. Thank you for doing a great job with Gatorade. Pro bowler, all pro. Go ahead and let's add another all pro for 2023. Let's go ahead and throw that out there right now to DK Metcalf and his Seattle Seahawks. Man, best of luck to you, your family, your teammates for this 2023 season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football, wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.